Hello, crew.
Fellow kids. Welcome to TYH. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nikkei.
Hello.
If you guys didn't know, this is a podcast dedicated to youth issues. I want you guys to get excited today, because it's a youth... We're youthful. We're lively. We're spirited.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Good vibes only. This is the good vibes ethno state.
You know, it's a Saturday. It's still... It's like 6 o'clock, so it's still light outside. Everything's beautiful. I'm here with my friend recording a podcast. I just got finished reading some Heidegger. You know, I was being very big-brained. And today's a good day. Oh, and I also had a grilled cheese. You know? I gotta keep it juvenile. I gotta keep the food juvenile.
That's right. Tendies only.
Yeah, or peanut butter and jelly. I like better than tendies, and you could fight me over that.
Oh my god, no.
That's the sandwich. That's the best sandwich ever. It's better than
like... What kind of jelly and what kind of peanut butter? And I guess what kind of bread?
To be honest, I even like the crappy one you have when you're a kid with like Wonder Bread and...
Nah. Don't tell me your best combo. Don't give me all this like, you know, equivocation. What's your best combination?
I've only really eaten it as like Wonder Bread and Jif and some Smucker's, what's that called? Is it strawberry jam? I like strawberry jam.
Okay, well, I guess, is it like a smooth or is it is it like crunchy peanut butter?
Well, if I control the peanut butter, I usually get the crunchy. Actually, no, I use, what is it called? Laura something peanut butter. It's more, there's only one ingredient. It's just peanuts. You know, it's not, there's no preservatives and weird stuff in it. So actually I do go kind of fancy on the peanut butter. Laura Smucker's or something. I don't know. Laura something. Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer's chunky peanut butter.
No, come on. Yeah, spread that on a piece of Wonder Bread. That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, no, those are patrician ingredients. Still, though, peanut butter and jellies are played out.
No, they're not. If they're played out, you're playing the wrong... You have the wrong MP3 player or something. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, had them too often, man. It's just something I can't really eat too frequently anymore.
Hey, if you were Vietnamese, you'd be eating that dog right now. You hear in the background.
Probably. That's how you know I'm white.
Yeah, that your dog is still barks. That's how you know you're white.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
I always do get a kind of a weird feeling when I see a Vietnamese with a dog, because I was at a pool party with some of the guys, and they were like, there's a family of Vietnamese, I think. They spoke some incomprehensible language and didn't sound Mandarin or Cantonese. It sounded like Vietnamese, I think. So it was like a Vietnamese family with like two dogs, and we were like worried that they're going to like barbecue them, you know, at the pool place we were at. It's like, make some dog pho, you know, get that, make a dog banh mi.
Dog pho. That's horrible.
Anyways, instead of talking about that stuff, let's go over our comments, because we respect our fans. And the first comment is from a loyal fan called Tam, and he sends a picture of some edgy bikers with some bad optics on their motorcycle jackets. They're part of the Zion Riders Motorcycle Club, and their logo is a Star of David with a skull in the middle. And on the top of their jacket, it says, God bless Israel. So it's like one, two, three, it's six guys lined up, and they're showing their patch. They got the coolest patch of all, the Star of David.
Wow. This is right up there with the kikes on the bikes gang.
But yeah, like, you guys, they have this patch, and it's Star of David. And this basically, don't mess with Jews, they're tough people.
Yeah, they ride bikes and wear jackets that match. That makes them tough.
Yeah.
Ignore the outward signs of diabetes. These guys mean business. Jewish business.
Well, I was choking a little on the air. on the air that exists around me. Anyways, Bellafron says, I sincerely appreciate that you guys read your comments on air. With that in mind, here's my comment. I, Anglo, the host of TYH, hereby declare my love and material support for Israel.
Why would you say that, commenter? That's such a weird thing to say.
You guys are wondering where the donations go, which we haven't had in a while, I don't think. That's where they go in Israel.
Yeah, That's where they go.
To be honest, I haven't checked the Bitcoin in like a month.
I don't think we've put it in the description of anything, even like when we ask for donations sometimes. Like when,
we did get
when
a big
remember
donation.
To ask for donations, you know, we don't even give you any options to, as to how to like, do that.
We're like, please donate to us, and there's like nothing.
There's just no instructions at all.
Yeah, this is a very well put together podcast.
Extremely.
Though, you know, because to be honest, when I'm editing the podcast, editing takes a little while to make sure things are nice and they flow right, and we have to just, you know, cut out some of the mistakes. It takes like a few hours, and then I have to like write the description, and then sometimes I have to make a new logo. I'm just so tired afterwards, I don't care. So, yeah. But Borzoi says, the real Borzoi, I assume, why am I not on this one? Because we are cool. But hey, you would have, hey, if you were cool, you would have already been on.
Yeah, that's right. They say Borzoi goes on all the shows, but he never been on this one.
Because it's cool! It's the coolest show of them all.
It's too underground for him.
Yeah, it's too underground because Nikkei doesn't want to go on the show list.
That's right.
Yeah.
No RSS feeds either.
Yeah, we're going like, yeah, this is like, this is the version of you know, cassette trading in the...
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was even feasible, we wouldn't even put this up online. It would just be cassettes that we mail out.
Yeah, just like the noise scene or like the black metal scene of the 90s. That's what we really want to do, but it's a little more expensive nowadays just to print cassettes, I guess.
We would pick out the most lossy format.
We would make sure it sounded like complete crap.
And that's the audio quality would be excellent, but it would just deteriorate.
No, but you don't understand. The thing with black metal and noise music, it has to sound horrendous. And that I want to keep that spirit alive. As a former noise head, I want to keep that spirit alive.
Well, it has to reach that excellent quality of
Can you just eat that dog already?
No. Here, do you want me to go take care of it real quick?
Nah, it's good. I think we're fine.
All right.
It's kind of cute. It gives it a little environment, little feel to... little puppy environment. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, in the spirit of, like, you know, that awful sound quality that makes it good quality, you have to actually just play it over and over again until...
Oh, yeah.
Sounds the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, there's no better sound than a deteriorated cassette.
Yep, just like leave it out in the sun on like the dash of your car.
Yeah.
And just let those hot rays just warp the shit out
Get
of that tape.
Get that Merzbow cassette and let it sit on in the dash, make it sound even worse. Thereby, you know, in the process, you make it sound better by making it both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But enough of the meta.
Yeah, enough of the meta.
We got some interesting content for once in our life.
So if you guys didn't know, there's a cool fest over in Detroit called the Afro Future Fest.
I don't think any of our listeners knew that.
Let's read the description on the flyer. Afro Future Fest. Immersive, intimate, and intentional space keeping for Afro-Black futurists. A 360-degree transformative dreamscape centering Detroit's black magic performers and artisans with community. Essence Fest meets Afro-Punk. Blah, 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 blah. But this one was great. Energy sourcing from the Wakanda that is Detroit. Our destination is reimagination. Now seven generations past the transatlantic slave trade, black spirits are in the synergetic healing. The donation-based landscape of freedom. Wait, what? Of Feed'em Freedom? What is that? What's Feed'em Freedom? Anchoring the accessibility needed for its community.
I guess they're hungry, man. They just need you to feed them freedom.
Yeah, there we go. So we gotta feed them. And one way to feed them is to buy a ticket. And why we're interested in the show is because apparently they have two ticket prices. They have the early bird POC ticket, which is $10. And the early bird non-POC ticket, which is $20. So POC get, 50% off.
Wow.
So us white folks, if you want to see this beauty that is the Afro Future Fest, we have to pay more. And that's just an early bird ticket. The normal ticket is 40 for us whites and 20 for the rest of the coloreds.
Why didn't they do it like, you know, the POC only have to pay 3/5 of the white cost?
I'll be based.
I mean, it would make sense, right? That's how you make up for the historical wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, just you get 2/5 off.
So they explain on the Eventbrite why they have separate prices for different races. Why do we have POC and non-POC tickets? I'm glad you asked.
Equality means treating everybody the same. Equity is ensuring everybody has what they need to be successful. Our ticket structure was built to ensure that the most marginalized communities, people of color, are provided with an equitable chance at enjoying events in their own community. Black Detroit! Affording joy and pleasure is unfortunately still a privilege in our society for POC, and we believe everyone should have access to receiving such. We've seen too many times orgasmic events happening in Detroit and other POC.
What does that mean?
And other POC populated cities. And what consistently happens is people outside of the community benefiting most from affordable ticket prices because of their proximity to wealth. Yeah, orgasmic events. I don't know. It sounds pretty bad. Pretty degenerate.
Yeah, what?
This cycle disproportionately displaces black and brown people from enjoying entertainment in their own communities. As an Afrofuturist youth-led initiative, the voices of our youth inform our resistance. Here's what they have to say. If you don't see my blackness, sorry. If you don't like me at my blackest, you know.
You don't deserve me at my best.
That's what I thought it said, so I like got confused. Okay. If you don't see my blackness, you don't see me. Period.
Period.
It's period. That's how they spelt
period.
It. Period. It is because like they're trying to make it sound black. Period. Matt, period. So yeah. And actually, one person that was going to play there decided to say no because she's biracial and she felt like her white half of the family would be oppressed if they went to this, that they're being marginalized. So there we go. That's what we're doing now.
Is that the T?
That's the T, sis. Imagine if we had a public event where it was like Aryan Future Fest, or it was like the dankest...
The Archaeo Future Fest.
The Archaeo Future Fest. This is like the dankest experimental electronic music, but whites have to pay like $5 and POC $1,000. Like, that wouldn't last. You know, it'd be a hate event, but these niggas can do their thing. Hey, I say let them do it.
You know, get your $5 ethno ticket.
Yeah, $5 ethno ticket.
Or $1,000 nigga pass.
Yeah. You want to see some, like, deep Aryan Vedic ambient music. Where we do live Aryan gematria. So.
You get your white power rock.
Yeah. Yeah, with one of those, like, stupid rock stores that you have. Have you seen those?
No.
You don't have them. There's a rock. They have rock stores now. Did you guys know that? For the hippies?
What is a rock store?
They go to like those new age stores and they just have rocks and you buy them.
Oh, like stones.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it gives them energy.
Ah, is that Marianne Williamson's business?
I don't know who that is.
She's running for president. She was on the Democratic debate stage. She's like a unironic crystal healing.
Oh, yeah, lady. Yeah. Crystal meth healing.
Crystal meth mommy.
Yeah, no, they have stores where you could just dedicate to buying rocks, stones, crystals.
Look, you want to talk gematria, Marianne Williamson, she's Jewish. I'm sure, like, because she's into this whole mysticism thing, she's, like, you know, worked her way around Kabbalah before.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned it. I think it was in our first recording that 88 is, like, some gematria. You know, because in gematria, it's this Kabbalistic method of like assigning a number to a letter, and you know, seeing the coincidences or adding them up and seeing what they mean. You know, there's some weird Kabbalah mystical shit, and we kind of do that to be honest. And all right,
like just
well, like think about it, eight
small
eight
codes, man,
8-8, Heil Hitler. But you add 8 and 8 together, that makes 16. I was 16 years old when I became red pill. See. That's some Aryan gematria right there. And I wonder if the alt-right is a Jewish psyop, a Kabbalistic Jewish Freemason psyop, because we use numbers. What do you think?
Man, I don't even know.
What do you think about gematria? Do you think it unveils some esoteric truth?
I think it's fake. I think it's gay.
It's fake and gay, as you would say.
It's like you just put in numbers and then you get like anything. Like it could,
well,
I feel
like
it
this.
Could be
like,
anything. Why does it have to be one thing and not another?
There's one gematria I saw. It was like, okay, the Hebrew word for dad adds up to like 14. And the Hebrew word for mom adds up to like 6.
You put those two together, it makes 20, and 20 means is the same number as God. Therefore, if mother and father create in unity God, I don't know, some like weird stuff like that. I just made that up on the top of my head, but that's like what gematria is. It's just weird nonsense. And you know what? At one of those crystal stores, I actually saw an Evola book.
Huh.
It was like, it might have been Introduction to Magic. I think that's what it was. It was either that. It wasn't one of his base ones.
That makes sense.
It was either that or, no, The Doctrine of Awakening. One of those two. But I'm not into Evola, so I didn't buy it. I don't like Evola that much. It's not my cup of tea. It's just not my thing, you know? I just want to sit there. I'd rather read Spengler or something like that. Or Yaki or, I don't know, or just normal philosophers. I'd read Heidegger or Hegel or something like that. Not like some guy trying to show the perennial truth underlying all religion. It's like, nah, man. I don't know. Maybe, but no, I don't know. Probably not. But have you actually read what is it called? Not The Decline of the West. I just had a total brain fart. What's his major work? Revolt Against the Modern World. There we go. Have you actually tried to read that?
No.
It's just basically like he's comparing myths across different cultures and showing how they're interconnected. At least that's the first half. And it's just like, okay, this is not what I'm interested in. You know, and saying, well, the sun element represents masculinity, the lunar element, and the earth element represents femaleness, and then this and that. And it's just not what I'm interested in. I think it goes more political, like halfway or near the end, but it wasn't my cup of tea, so I didn't finish it. I have a physical copy. If you ever visit me, Nikkei, I could give it to you.
Yeah, man.
You could get into that weird, I don't know, esoterica, whatever he was into. It's not my cup of tea. Maybe I'll try to read it again, but I think it's kind of overrated, to be honest. Let's just say that. Not my thing.
But gematria.
That's definitely overrated. Wonder if he did that.
So I go to this Gematronator website.
What's this? What's Gematronator?
It's a thing for you put in the number and it gives you your fortune cookie or whatever.
Oh, it gives you word. So like if I
it tells you about the words that I guess actually meant. So we got 1488.
Uh huh.
And the first thing that comes up says, "Then she spoke, saying they used to speak to." They used to speak long ago, saying to receive an answer, ask it Abel, and that would settle a matter. That doesn't make any sense.
Huh. I wonder if they took this from the Bible or something.
Perhaps.
Well, I wasn't listening to what you said. Is it like grammatically sound?
Not really.
Or it probably just doesn't make sense out of its context.
Here's something entirely in Latin.
Et hic bibet, divino irae. De quod mixtum est. Okay, I'm not gonna. That's the long. But it says, and here drinks the wine something God. I don't know. Yeah, this is weird. Oh, look at this. What is thy bidding, my master?
Drink.
There is a great disturbance in the force.
Wrath of God.
Oh, look at this one. Look at this one.
What?
Aleister Crowley was an English occultist, ceremonial magician, poet, painter, novelist, and mountaineer. He founded the religion of Thelma, identifying himself.
And right below that, we have, what is thy bidding, my master? There is a great disturbance in the force. I have felt it. We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker. Yes, my master. He could destroy us.
So I guess...
Followed by, I don't hate dogs. They are just hard to care for and need constant exercise and obedience training and shit everywhere. Oh, and shit everywhere, whereas cats are largely disciplined and independent.
So apparently these sentences, if you add it together, equal 1488. But look at this one. This one's for us.
Korean Kim Jong-un, born January, is the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, serving as chairman of the State Affairs Commission, chairman of the Workers' Party of Korea,
Traditionalist Workers' Party of Korea.
Chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. Which, the next one says, woke up this morning shocked and embarrassed by this photo. I'm deeply offended and will not be working with him anymore.
So I guess these sentences add up to 1488 if you were to assign the letter of the alphabet to a certain number. I assume A is 1, 2, B, etc. I searched for 77. That's our episode number. So I want to see if there's any... let's see. Houston. We had the Houston Oilers on once. Boston. I don't know how that relates to us. Christ. We are a Christian. United States. We live in America. Secret society. We're talking
about. We live in a society.
We live in a secret society. North Carolina. We probably got some listeners there, so that relates to us. Red Sox. I don't know. Pistons. Oh, look at this one. World Trade Center. September 11th. Zionist.
Oh, God.
Emmanuel Macron. Judaism. Matrix is a simulation. Baudrillard. Staples Center. Oprah Winfrey. Rosicrucian. Parkland. Wow, September 11. Oprah again. This is crazy. Purdue Pharma. Wow. So I think like really low IQ people get really stuck in gematria and they think they like crack codes. I saw a guy on YouTube. He was like predicting like a new 9/11 and he was like doing it through stupid things. He's like, okay, if you add up Apple, it equals 5. If you apple up banana, that equals 6. It equals 11. And if you add up ants, that equals 9. Therefore, 9/11 is going to happen. You know, it's stupid stuff like that. What's for 88? Did you do that one?
Yes. We had some just very, you know, inane, stupid things. We got,
I like the first one when you search for
88. Yeah. Doesn't make any fucking sense. But then you get Trump, and then Jewish, and then California, Judge.
London, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, you like the Thunder?
Occult, U.S. Bank Stadium, Marijuana, Gospel, Walmart.
Walmart. Purple.
King James Bible. Colin Kaepernick. Allahu Akbar. Policeman. Mormon.
Conspiracy theory.
Feminism.
Mormon.
Mein Kampf, 88.
Kim Kardashian.
So if you go by the English ordinal, Mein Kampf equals 88. So I guess okay. Wow. Little Miss
Alec, Alec Manassian.
Uncle Sam.
He was Van Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm getting up into this. This is makes
Masonic
sense.
Masonic ritual.
King Kong. God's
Floyd
plan.
Mayweather Jr.
Oh, bow tie. Like bow tie and fedora.
A call
like this one.
For an uprising.
Domestic violence, but with no space.
Rise up.
Dunkirk.
The Republican Party.
Holy Roman Empire. Snopes. Oh my god, this is so funny.
Chemical attack.
Kroger.
Satan's. The USA.
Coldplay.
What do we got? George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman looking ass nigga.
Aztecs.
Pythagoras.
Letters, numbers.
Pythagoras of Samos.
Very nice. Well,
that's
when you put in the numbers 741, the first thing that you get says we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then it says the number 116 flipped upside down is.
Well, both. But anyways, I want to go into something horrendous, even worse than gematria, perhaps. This is on the New York Post is where I saw it. So apparently a SUNY professor pens article titled Seeing Poor White People Makes Me Happy. So this guy's name is Nicholas Powers. He's at a tax-funded university on Long Island. He penned an article June 11th called Seeing Poor White People Makes Me Happy. This is what he writes. White people begging us for food feels like justice. It feels like a black nationalist wet dream. Powers wrote as he recounted seeing a white homeless boy. So, boy, keep this in mind. Panhandling in a black neighborhood. Should I kick him in the face? Hard, writes Powers, 44, who identifies as Puerto Rican and part of the black nationalist tradition. Describing his reaction to seeing the homeless man again, I thought it was a boy, Powers wrote, today I own my anger. I want to snatch his food and say, go beg in a white neighborhood and eat it and rub my belly and laugh. Here is a descendant of murderers who killed our ancestors now begging us to save their life, he wrote. He wrote this on RaceBaiter, and this website builds itself as an online platform dedicated to imagining and working toward a world outside the white supremacist gaze. I don't like white supremacist gaze either. I like the straight white supremacists. But the piece was deleted from the site. The government, Governor Cuomo's office will not comment on the 82,000 per year tenured state, university professor's, salary. So I guess he's still going to be paid that much. Like, There we go.
Wow.
The university says his points of views were those of Dr. Powers alone, and they are protected under his right to free speech.
Oh, wow. Don't you there just you go. Love when the institution stands up for free speech on campus?
Yeah. one time he wrote, F your whiteness on my dirty Rick James boots, he wrote in a piece. And he also did this. This is totally doesn't show you how bad his fellow racial kinsmen are. It doesn't, you know, tarnish his race by doing this. In 2018, he wrote to admitting popping ecstasy and roaming the East Village in a drug-induced stupor to celebrate the election of Barack Obama in 2008. Hmm. Pop ecstasy, I'm sweating. Wait, is Molly ecstasy? I know nothing about drugs.
It's practically the same thing. I mean, it's like it's MDMA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is these are the professors that get paid more than your, like, working class father. There you go. How do you like that?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. And the left, you know, the white left, the Jewish left, whatever you want to call it, they're the ones supporting these people. They're giving them platforms. And that's why they're traitors. And they're not pro-working class. They're more, you know, I kind of thought about it. They're more anti-fascist than they are anti-capitalist. Because if they were truly anti-capitalist, they'd be like, okay, I disagree with you guys on some things, but let's just fix some of these capitalist issues together and fight it. But no, they don't care about that. They care more about destroying so-called white supremacy than destroying capitalism. You know, that's their main goal now. And it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah. It just leaves me totally unamused and disappointed, but not surprised.
Here's the thing about race baiter. Here's some of the editors and some of the writers. They have this guy called Hari Ziad. His work is informed by his passion, or their passion, for storytelling and wrestling with identity as a black, non-binary child of Muslim and Hindu parents while growing up in Cleveland.
56%.
He was co-edited an anthology called The Future is Black, Afro-Pessimism.
Not your future, but...
Fugitivity and Radical Hope in Education. We have Ariel Newton, Isaac Newton's great 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 granddaughter. She's an organizer within Black Lives, within the movement for Black Lives. She wrote for the Black Millennials, blah 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 blah. She's appeared on PBS NewsHour, feministing. Yeah, this is so gay. And then we have Timothy Du White. He's wearing a do rag in his picture, which is funny. It's spelled D-U White. W-H-I-T-E. He's a poet. He's a playwright. He's an activist. His writing and poetry can be found in The Root, Afropunk, and Black Youth. A lot of his activism is around HIV and AIDS. And he developed a writing workshop entitled HIV and the State, Coalition Building Beyond the Condom.
What?
And in this workshop, he debunks popular narratives surrounding HIV as it relates to gay black people. And he taught this at...
what myths might those be?
He taught this workshop at major institutions across the country. Yeah. So he taught it at major institutions across this country. And you guys say you guys don't have institutional power. I mean, you guys literally admit it in your bios that you worked at major institutions promoting these ideas. You guys are scum. But,
pretty much.
Yeah, that's race baiter. There's a website called Race Baiter. Oh, look at this article on there. Decriminalizing black theft.
That is generally considered a crime.
The right to steal in an anti-black capitalist society. Black folk don't break into cars and houses because they have things. They break into these places because they don't. Because
they want your things. They break into it because you have things.
Yeah.
Just get rid of your shit and then they can't take it.
Under capitalism, stores are prisons, no matter what kind. Department stores, supermarkets, warehouses, discount stores, mom and pops, butcher shops, whatever, thrift stores, malls, all prisons. Invested in profit, destruction, loss of life. There are surveillance, logs, brakes, plastic cuffs, police sitting in cars outside. Always someone assuming we'll take even when we don't. Well, it's probably because you do take. Oh, look at this. Black folks are incapable of theft. Our blood is on the floor of this country and beyond. In its veins, in the shutters, the brick, the structure. Ecosystems and governments all over the world profit from our lives, our labor, and our deaths. Therefore, because, you know, I assume because all the governments in the world profit from your lives and deaths, so you could steal whatever you want. Look at this one. Black children continue to be criminalized for taking dolls and water guns out of stores, while white children and white adults steal our lives without consequence. God, so you could just start stealing now. That's what.
No, they can't. They're physically incapable.
I'm talking about, like, that's their platform. It's like, just allow blacks to steal, please. And there's got to be some anarcho-communist out there who's like, I agree. Yes, y'all folks, I agree with this praxis. But I was just thinking of the hypocrisy of some of the white leftists who are probably okay with this kind of stuff, like anarcho-communist types.
Retarded. Absolutely.
Because you guys are just... You don't realize how criminality and such, like, it really negatively affects working class people, you know?
That's sure it does.
And so they have this thing of, like, what is it? They have this new slogan, like, be gay, do crime or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that have to do with working class liberation? It's because you guys are in the hands of the fucking capitalist Jews. Sorry, I got very mad. What does that mean? What does that mean? You guys are total scum. You guys are scum. I've never, ever met, in my experience, as a leftist, any working class white leftist. It's all these rich kid faggots who are having a fun and dandy time to smoke weed and, like, make stupid fucking underground music and be trannies and get reamed in the ass like a fucking faggot. It's like the first people like that were like this were the Weather Underground. Yeah. It's a hobby for the middle class people to do. It's a fun thing. I think Johnny Rotten said about modern leftism that it's a mind game for the middle classes. It's nothing.
True.
He's like, because he comes from like a, you know, legit working class background, and he's kind of a contrarian, so he sees these, you know, upper middle class people like acting like revolutionaries when it's just they're just doing like kind of a hobby. It's nothing. It's not real. It's fake.
I don't know. I see some people who are like genuinely middle class, you know, don't come for money and still have to work and feel this way. And I just like think their whole thing is pathetic, man.
Yeah. When Johnny Rotten means the term middle class, it's more in a British sense. In America, we use the term middle class to describe everyone pretty much who's not homeless.
Anyone who you've actually met in real life.
Yeah, because we don't want to say we're working class. We want to say we're middle class. That's how things go over here.
Working class is a neologism.
So I'd say like middle class for them in the English context, I believe, is more like more bourgeois. Yeah. Just they don't work with their hands or whatever, and you know. But it's just it makes me so mad. So,
I could tell.
Yeah.
Nah, but let it get you mad, man, because that's the fire you need.
I went to this art show once. In a big city somewhere, like a few months ago, it was on accident. It was just there. I actually saw people I used to know there. Anyways, but there was like these people, like with like they had a hammer and sickles, and like at the same time they had like penises everywhere, and like, you know, gay flags. And these people look so soft, and you could tell that they come not even just from middle class or upper middle class families, but rich families. I mean, because how else would you be able to do this in your free time? You know, print all these books or zines that they did with these, like, hammer and sickles and penises on it, you know, and, like, gaping buttholes on it, you know? Like, seriously, this is what it was. And these guys were the faggiest thing. And if any black person went to this thing, they'd be like, damn, nigga, you gay! And they would, like, push your little art convention, they'd push your little fucking booth at the art convention on the floor and call you a faggot and beat you up. Yeah, I just don't like these people because I know them. I've seen them, and they are always invariably from privileged backgrounds, and they want to tell you about your privilege when they should be thinking about their privilege and how hypocritical it is for them to be leading these movements, these so-called working class movements. The DSA is full of a bunch of Jewish faggots! Jewish sycophants! You guys aren't working class! You guys are a bunch of homos! Sorry. Okay, I gotta stop thinking about this.
Big gay.
So how are you doing, Nikkei? How are you gonna calm Anglo down?
I'm just looking at this,
I'm gonna break my mouse.
Sorry. Article on the Gray Zone. It's entitled DSA/Jacobin/Haymarket-sponsored socialism conference features U.S. government-funded regime change activists.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, y'all folks, that's praxis.
I was just caught up in this picture here that apparently. So I'll read a section here. Section of the article is called "Merging of Largest U.S. Socialist Organizations." 2019
socialist, socialism huh? conference. Socialist, huh?
is advertised under the catchy slogan, no borders, no bosses, no binaries.
Oh, yeah, like binary genders oppress working class people. Yeah, right, you faggots. Anyways, go ahead.
Each ticket comes in at a neat $105 a pop.
Oh, yeah, there we go. My dad could totally afford that.
Or a $250 solidarity rate for the hardcore supporters. Hardcore means spending more money. Oh, God. And this doesn't include the rate for the rooms at the hotel where it's held. For years, Socialism Conference functioned as a platform for the International Socialist Organization, the ISO, a small group steeped in the tradition of sectarian American Trotskyite politics.
Oh, Trotskyite, there we go.
Republican Party, right?
Hey, Stalin would have put you guys in a gulag, and I'm happy that he would have done that.
Call me that ice pick nigga, because you gonna get it.
Yeah, Stalin...
Trotskyites get the pick.
Stalin's niggas put an ice pick in your leader's head. How do you feel about that? He did it. That was Stalin. Socialism Indeed. In one country. Heck yeah, buddy. I like that.
That's right. One country, my country. With the best country with the best people.
Yes.
Man. I haven't even...
I'm going to break my mouse if you go a little bit further. Maybe that's good content, but... I'm going to go Gigi Allen and just throw everything, and I won't shit, though.
You know, DMX once said, up north, niggas get the pick stuck in them, and in the streets, bitches get the dick stuck in them.
Is that a real lyric?
Yeah, from Get It on the Floor by DMX. And I think he's talking about the coming southern man's destruction of the Trotskyite Yankee. That's what up in the north niggas get the
pick. We need a Southern Nationalist NASBOL Association to just BTFO these Antifa faggots.
Yeah.
Just totally. One, they're using the Confederate flag. Two, they're Christians, Baptists. And three,
Houston was NASBOL.
And they are Stalinists at the same time. Not that I like Stalin necessarily. I don't consider myself a Stalinist or anything. But you know what I mean? It's just I like to trigger these people, you know?
Yeah. If I had only one bullet and, I had a revolutionary Stalinist and a Trotskyite. I would shoot the Trotskyite and throw the gun at him after he's dead. Anyway, the ISO, steeped in the tradition of sectarian American Trotskyite politics.
ISO, Israeli sex orgy.
Israeli sodomite orgy. Which pushed hardline anti-communism and attacked virtually all socialist governments in history as not truly socialist.
Oh, there we go.
Founded in 1977, after a long line of sectarian splits, the ISO never became a significant political force. It was mostly relegated to recruiting young, impressionable students on liberal arts college campuses.
Oh, there we go.
As an avowedly anti-communist org, the ISO eschewed symbols long associated with the communist left, like hammers and sickles and red flags. It instead chose a clenched fist, one eerily similar to the symbol used by the U.S. government-funded Serbian activist group Otpor and similar offshoots in Eastern Europe, which carried out Washington-backed neoliberal color revolutions in the years following the collapse of the Soviet Union and the restoration of capitalism. And it has this list of different times that the clenched fist has been used in other countries.
It was used on the sign that said, "Hey, this is Ken Boy's birthday party." You know, in Palm Springs, you know, they have signs roads that say, "This way, Ken Boy's birthday party."
The fisting guys will be here.
Yeah, hot desert nights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no. But yeah, it has this ISO logo compared to other things, and it has clenched fists from other countries. One of them says for Yugoslavia, but it's a patch that says Rahoa on it.
Really?
Yes!
What the fuck? I love neoliberalism now.
Buddy, I don't think you know where that patch really comes from. You know, whatever you think that means in Slavic... It is not what you think it is.
Rahoa.
Yeah, you guys can read the rest of this article if you want to find it yourself. I just wanted to talk about this picture that they used with the saying this Rahoa patch is from Yugoslavia.
Wait, is it an actual Rahoa patch?
It says it has a white clenched fists, and above it says Rahoa.
I just think that's a Rahoa patch.
It's a picture of a patch, and like the label they gave it is Yugoslavia. It's like, oh, this is the clenched fist from Yugoslavia. It says Rahoa, which in Yugoslavia means color revolt. I don't know why they picked this picture, but I'm just laughing at the idea that Max Blumenthal was like looking for images to include in his in his point about the clenched fist symbol, and this is what he found.
This is crazy.
Anyway, did we have some other story? Another story?
I don't think so. I kind of closed my tab, so if I had something else, I forgot. There's this like new trend of people going to like grocery stores and licking ice cream.
Oh God, yeah.
And then putting it back, so like people who buy it have to eat licked ice cream. So like they get like a tub of Dreyer's ice cream and they'll lick the top of it.
Ugh.
And then put it back for people to buy.
This is what beatings are for.
This is like, because you know how blacks, they'll talk about, oh, white people so nasty. They kiss their dogs on the cheek or whatever. But then, like, you see black people, like, licking ice cream in public and making sure people get sick. That's,
This is for beatings. These behaviors are what beatings are for.
It's so gross, man. Why would you do that? I have germophobia. Now I don't want to buy ice cream anymore. I'm like a Jew with germs. So I'm like, make
Aryan
sure I have...
Aryan soft serve.
Aryan soft serve at Chick-fil-A.
I don't actually like Chick-fil-A's ice cream.
Oh, I don't know what it tastes like, but...
Their ice dream.
That sounds kind of good right now. Soft serve ice cream right now? Man, I could eat that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that too. I do really like ice cream, but not after black people have licked it.
Yeah, that's really gross.
It is gross. And it's just like, niggas is wilding.
Dude.
And I just want to tell niggas to stop.
Just stop doing niggas, this.
If you listening, stop. Cut that shit out, bro.
Yeah, it's gross.
I really thought you was doing something like this.
I don't know what's funny about it.
Black people are just ignorant, man.
They ignorant. Get it right.
They're entertained by inane bullshit. And, you know, just because it's wild and poorly behaved and they don't, like, get caught right away makes it funny.
Yeah.
All
no
lacking
challenge.
Like,
well, speaking of stupid stuff, do you like bath water? Have you had desire to drink it?
No.
Apparently, there's a girl, I know about her for a while, Belle Delphine is a gamer girl, and she's selling her bath water, and you could buy it. Instagram thought.
You know what? Why not?
Why not buy two?
Exactly. Take this a step further. Start a whole racket where... You start a non-profit and you evaluate each thing of water at like the sentimental price, however much it's going for, and then donate it to Flint, Michigan, and then, you know, write the expense off of your taxes to launder money, or well, just more to evade taxes, because now you have all this credit for doing such good things of donating your expensive water from your bath to the poor people of Flint.
So, what was I going to say? Her real name is, I just figured this out, is Belle Kirshner.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, she's from South Africa. It could just be like a German name, you know, and I don't want to be an ignorant American that just says every German sounding name is automatically Jewish. Because I know that feel. I have a German family, and it's like, oh, no, they're not Jewish, they're just German, you know, and so, but this is pretty, come on. Kirshner? That's like Kushner.
Yeah, it's dangerously close to Kushner.
Yeah, let's see. There's Mark. Let's see. He was born in Chicago. Doesn't say anything. He looks kind of Jewish, to be honest. There's Mark Kirshner with that name. Let's see. Aloysia Kirshner. Austrian. So that's an Austrian surname.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Kirshner. I don't see it yet. David Kirshner. I mean, it might not be. I mean, okay, she doesn't look particularly Jewish, so it's probably just a German name. But hey, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, well, in any case, just don't buy bathwater. Don't buy other people's bathwater.
Just buy my bathwater.
No, shut up.
I don't even have a bath, so just take a shower.
Shut up, Anglo. You're not helping. Don't buy bathwater. If any of you are even thinking about it, I will personally slap you through the speaker.
I actually think you should do that. Buy the bathwater because you're so... She's just playing y'all niggas. You guys are literally...
Clown-ass nigga.
You guys are literally paying for bathwater and she's kind of smart. I don't like thoughts, but it's kind of funny. You guys are actually buying it. But she's 19. These photos are very lewd for a 19-year-old. I don't like it. She has a shirt that says, come here, daddy. Ugh, no. I don't like this level of lewdness. From someone born in 2000.
Yeah.
She was like 15 when TYH started.
We didn't tell her to do this.
Yeah, if she would have listened to us.
If only she had listened, we wouldn't have been in this place.
She was probably already a thought when she was 15, though, to be honest. I mean, look at this.
There is only one answer, and that is beatings.
Ba-dinks. Yeah, I don't like this bathwater stuff.
I don't either.
Well, people actually do this. There's some things, unmentionable things that someone shared once on like a subreddit. And I don't even want to say what it was. People buy literally everything. And I mean literally everything if it's touched a girl. And they will buy it. And anything you could imagine that has touched a female's body or come out of a female's body, you could buy it. Unfortunately. And that's why you need to get good with God. Because I don't know how long.
Yeah, God looking at you like.
I don't know how long. I don't know how long this society's gonna last if we're doing stuff like this.
You know? Yeah, and like Belle. I can't imagine again, too much time left.
Belle Delphine's is so innocent compared to what someone shared once. You know, hers is kind of like a funny joke meme, whatever. But I don't know. There's some gross stuff going on there. But yeah, she's based in the UK. Thought she's from South Africa. South Africa.
Based in the UK is in like. Red-pilled by their standards.
Yeah.
She's not based in the United States, but she is based in the UK.
Yeah. She started posting fashion and makeup content on Facebook from the age of 14. So that's why...
Wow, it's too many years of hyper-attention, and this is what you get.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, girls our age... Like, I was raised on the internet as well. Like... And girls our age, like, they've been their whole lives. They've started on MySpace in, like, 2005 when they were, like, 8 years old. And then Facebook when they're, like, 12. And then they get all this extreme amounts of attention and they just become insufferable. That's our generation, you know?
Yeah, it's not good. And the white Sharia will be required to reverse this. Or, you know, if we're not going to do that, then you just have to let it go. You know, consider them already gone. Off the list. Only God can save them.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I wasn't really paying attention. I was looking at this guy that looks like Sam Harris on Promoted Stories on The Sun.
Oh, yeah? Is it worth talking about?
No.
Sam Harris is just stupid.
He's the stupidest, ugly retard.
How does anybody care what he has to say about anything that he talks about?
It is for the wannabe big brains.
It's like Sam Harris is, like, quote-unquote, debunking Islam. I'm going to debunk the shit out of Islam today.
Yeah, he's like...
You know, Quran says X, but science say Y. Therefore, dunked on, debunked.
It's completely ruined.
Islam is canceled.
It's ruined.
Period.
Period. It's ruined. Yeah.
Islam is canceled.
I remember when his
and
book...
And that's the T.
That's the T at the end of my words that I add. Because I'm black. I remember when he had that book... Free Will came out in like 2012. I wanted to buy it because I was kind of into the new atheism. Well, I didn't read it though. Heard it sucked. So why niggas still writing books about free will?
Atheists still believing in free will in 2019? How, nigga, how?
Waking up, spirituality without religion, Sam Harris. Secular spirituality, the illusion of self. Psychedelics and meditation, some of the topics of this book.
Nigga, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. That is not intellectual. That is like, you are a degenerate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say he's a dumb boy, because, you know, he's done neuroscience stuff, but what does he have? PhD in neuroscience or whatever.
But, well, he doesn't really act like it, man. It's like Noam Chomsky. It's like, oh, you're a linguist. That means you get to, like, speak to, like, the merits of one foreign policy over another.
Yeah, yeah. Why does a linguist... Why does his opinion matter?
Stay in your lane, old ass nigga.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh, he practices Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I'm a neuroscientist. Now that means everyone should buy my book about theology.
Yeah. He has two daughters.
Come see me speak about Islam. I know a lot about Islam because I study the brain.
Yeah, I'm a neuroscientist. Oh, gosh. Richard Dawkins is the most insufferable prick ever.
At least he actually, like, has a thing.
Yeah. No, like, his stuff does kind of relate to his field.
This is in his own lane because, like, he's a biologist.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still like him. Just may not have to like him if he's still in his lane. I don't care.
Though I guess Dawkins does get into like the same sort of Sam Harris shit.
Yeah.
Where it's like a specific criticism of religious doctrines as opposed to like, you know, hey, I'm a biologist and I think, you know, this evolutionary pattern suggests, you know, that there is no divine creation. All right, that's you know, within its own sphere. You know, agree with it or not, it's contained within like a specific sphere of study. But when you get to like, this Islamic doctrine is bad, and this is why I think so, it's like, that's now your like whole expertise in biology is irrelevant, and you're just another guy with an opinion.
Yeah, well, isn't Richard Dawkins kind of like one of those anti-philosophy fellows? I think he is.
Probably.
So this is what happens when you don't do philosophy, you turn to Richard Dawkins.
Yeah.
Insufferable faggot.
Don't be a fucking dork.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Steven Pinker. He's another linguist.
What does he... What does that guy even do, man?
I don't know. I think he did something of like how like crime's going down instead of up. Or some. He has some weird theories.
He's just some weird looking nigga.
He's Jew.
Weird looking Jew nigga.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. Yeah, he's gotta be. He identifies himself as an equity feminist. Yeah, identifies as an atheist. Very cool. Yeah, that whole new atheism stuff was so gay. I can't believe I got into that.
Yeah, you that was pretty gay.
That was the gayest thing I've ever done in my life. Was be a Reddit tier atheist. But this was a long time ago, and there are people still doing this, which is amazing.
Yeah, the gayest thing I've ever done is vote.
Yeah, vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Let's see
what's
on. I'll
probably do it again, so I'm still a fag in that regard.
Let's see what's on our atheism at this moment. Come on.
Let's not. Please.
Yeah, let's do it. An Australian Catholic priest is supporting the use of contraception for birds, which are causing damage to his church. What a hypocrite.
Controlling the population of game. Of nuisance game. It's totally fine. No contradiction.
Former Lebanese Muslim. My mom gave me a book about the evolution of bears, and it made more sense to me than the creation story of Islam. Applause!
Sam Harris is behind this post.
If all gays go to hell, then why did God make gay people? And then weasel yourself out of this one, Christens. He spelled Christians wrong. That's like 8th grade shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know who made gay people?
God.
Your pedophile uncle. That's who made you gay.
Oh my gosh. This guy says, F his family by the username The Communist Empire. I told my super Christian family I'm atheist. They kicked me out of their house, but spelt there like...
Over there?
Yeah. But their God wouldn't recommend that they are the biggest hypocrites ever.
What?
There was no period at all.
Their God
comma.
Wouldn't recommend they are the most hypocrites ever.
Yeah, but they're like Dasein. There, da. Yeah, it's weird. When will religion become extinct?
What's the top answer?
Let me see. It will probably never become extinct, but it will be entirely irrelevant within a century.
It could if, like, religious fundamentals weren't the most fecund groups
I know.
In first world countries.
Like, you atheists are, like, not having kids, whereas, like, the Amish are like, having 20,000.
Yeah, Amish, the Mormons, the Muslims, the Beaners.
Yeah, you guys aren't getting anywhere, I'm sorry. Being an atheist here in the Philippines.
Duterte has personally beat me.
God dang Christian homophobia from user Abdul, SJ22. Gosh, this is some gay stuff.
Yeah, too much cringe. We're reposting cringe, man. We're gonna lose followers.
You are going to hell. What's in hell? People like you. Okay, what's in heaven? People like me. Confused. You really need to work on your threats. From the user School Yeeter. He likes to yeet on school.
Spoiler alert, you won't see anybody in hell. You won't congregate. There won't be anybody. You will be alone.
Yeah, well, this
your
is just...
Your soul will be fully separated from anything that brings you happiness.
A server on the game Roblox, brainwashing children into Christianity.
Now, this is y'all praxis, folks.
This is the y'all praxis you're supposed to do.
Folks, this is y'all praxis.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice little church group. They link to an actual group, and it says, please be kind to one to another, even if the other person is cursing God. Like and favor to help also spread the gospel. Yeah, it's like, well, my name is Anglo, and I hope you guys join your Christian fundamentalist Roblox servers and have fun.
Yeah, go out there and meet some fellow faithful.
Yeah, and go praise Jesus online while these niggas bring up stupid criticisms, middle school criticisms of religion.
And planning like, extremist acts of prayer and devotion in Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening, and tune in next week. Hopefully we have some new guests. Anyways, I love you guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.